With today's FruGrower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Kanto Cellars may be as representative of the Walla Walla wine scene as any, with a family that dates back six generations in the community. Winemaker and partner Cameron Kantos says it was his father Cliff who got the family started in the wine business with Fort Walla Walla Cellars in the late 90s.
And so the 12 golfing buddies started making just garage wine, and they're like, wow, this is good stuff. Why don't we just start making it commercial? And so 2001 was the first commercial year. So they started, just two of them went into business together, two of the original 12, and had a nice run for a while, and then eventually got to the point where they wanted to go golfing instead. So closed up shop and went golfing.
So for him, Cameron says, winemaking drew his interest early.
I was 18 when he and his golfing buddy started making wine, senior year in high school, and just was learning how to make wine with him. And at one point, after I finally graduated from high school and everything, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do.
But Kantos says he needed a wake-up call.
He went up to my dad at one point when he was racking wine and said, how do you find a passion? And he just kind of looked at me like, wow, wasn't expecting that. And says, well, I see the way you are with wine, and you have great palate. You know what you're doing. You catch on quick. I think you've already found it. And I just had one of those aha moments.
Listen tomorrow for more on Kantos Cellars and when Cameron decided to take that leap of faith. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us again is Valent's Allison Walston. So last week it was bugs, but this week, Allison, what happens to fruit trees over the winter?
To survive sub-freezing temperatures, fruit trees need to have entered a true dormancy. This is triggered by day length and cooler temps to reach a full winter hardiness by December.
But what about those cold snaps right around Thanksgiving?
Those freezing temps can do some damage. To encourage the tree to enter dormancy faster, growers can defoliate in the fall using abscisic acid. This natural plant hormone triggers plant dormancy and gets the nutrients moving out of the leaves and shutting down sap flow.
And we usually have some warm spells during the winter.
Warm weather in the winter, if long enough, the trees start sap flowing again. Also, snow cover and reflecting sunlight warm trunks and get sap flowing. In both cases, when temperatures drop at night, the trunks split open. Tree protectors will help to reduce trunk splits.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.